USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas and paving the way for razor wire erected at the southern border to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. It was a narrow 5-4 decision by the high court. Meanwhile, the Republican governor of Texas says calls from President Biden to fund more U.S. border security are not what they seem, at least as far as he sees it. Governor Greg Abbott says cash alone does not solve the immigration problem.
It is not to build more wall to deny illegal access. It actually is to facilitate more illegal immigration.
Biden administration officials say there needs to be more funding for things like more Border Patrol agents and more asylum court judges. Texas remains locked in a tug of war with the White House over precise control at the border. At the jammed crossing near a riverside park in Eagle Pass, state troopers started arresting illegal immigrants and turning them over to the Border Patrol. Former President Trump is lining up high-profile endorsements from Nikki Haley's home state of South Carolina ahead of its upcoming primary election. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, who recently dropped out of the race, is now backing Trump instead of Haley.
The only thing I'm asking for is what I need access for the American people, and we're fighting for the issues.
On Monday, South Carolina's Nancy Mace announced her support for Trump, saying she listened to her constituents.
Overwhelmingly, they are with Donald Trump. We've had 4 years of weakness in the White House. They don't want 4 more years of weakness in the White House under Joe Biden. They want 4 more years of strength. They want 4 more years of peace.
Of course, before we get to South Carolina, there is the first in the nation primary to decide in New Hampshire today. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One White House national security advisor says U.S. and U.K. military attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen are not just about U.S. and U.K. interests. He says the Houthis' attacks in the Red Sea are attacks on, quote, the entire global economy.
The world is standing up and saying they won't tolerate that.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on with ABC's This Week. He says diplomatic steps have been taken to condemn the Houthis' attacks from global partners. The UN has done as much. The administration is holding out hopes that a peace agreement could still be reached in the Middle East. USA's Corey Myers.
President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they do not want the president using a certain phrase.
You know, when you use the phrase river to the sea, it speaks basically to the mantra of Hamas. And if you look at it on the map, if you go look at the four corners that they describe it, it's basically the state of Israel. They just don't believe it should exist.
Adam Harrison, one of 3 sons of reality TV show Pawn Star celebrity Rick Harrison, has died in Las Vegas. He was 39. A family spokesperson confirmed Adam Harrison died Friday and said his death was from a suspected drug overdose. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.